intermittent fasting. If you've read my prior books, Fasting to Freedom, Waste Away the Chantal Ray Way, and Freedom from Food Bible Study Workbook, you know that I promote intermittent fasting as not only the best way to lose unwanted weight, but also as the best way to keep it off for good and stay healthy. I first heard about intermittent fasting from my trainer, Chris Sykes. He lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks, and we had a mutual friend who lost 30 pounds in 60 days. Chris explained to me that I could eat whatever I wanted. All I had to do was confine myself to an 8-hour eating window. I thought that didn't sound too hard, as I was already used to eating 9 hours a day, even though I didn't know it at the time. After 2 weeks of trying the 8-hour eating window, I didn't lose any weight. I realized that cutting my eating window down by 1 hour wasn't having an effect on me. So I decided to reduce my eating window to 6 hours. By the third week, I lost 6 pounds in total. Let's begin with a refresher on intermittent fasting from my book, Waste Away, the Chantal Ray Way. Intermittent fasting is a cycle of eating where you select what is called an eating window of time to eat and then fast for the rest. The most common window is called 16-8. You fast for 16 hours and eat within an 8-hour window. This doesn't mean that you eat for the entire 8 hours. Rather, you continue to make conscious food choices, but once the window closes, you're done for the day. In my research, I interviewed over 1,000 thin people, and most of them did not have a specific hour of the day that they ate. Example, lunch at 12, dinner at 6. They all ate naturally based on when they were actually hungry. I would ask someone, "What do you eat and what time do you eat?" 9 times out of 10, they would say, "You know, I'm just not a big breakfast person. I never eat breakfast, so I start eating around 1 o'clock, and then I usually eat dinner around 5:30. I pretty much finish around 6 p.m. I would ask another person, and she would say, "I start eating a snack around 2, and I'll have something small, and then I'll have dinner around 6:30 p.m. After interviewing them more in depth, I realized that all of them were eating one medium-sized meal and a snack or tasting. For example, my friend Laura owns a marketing company and is always on the run. When I asked her, "What did you eat yesterday?" she remarked that she had a big lunch and said, "You know, I was full, so I didn't eat anything the rest of the day." This is a perfect example of how I would have watched her eat that big meal in the past. I would have said, "See, she can eat whatever she wants and still stay so thin." But before, I didn't realize that's all she ate the whole day. I would eat exactly what she ate, but then go home and eat dinner and be like, "Why am I not thin? I eat exactly what she did," when in reality, I had eaten so much more. You open your eating window when you consume your very first meal, snack, or a caloric drink of the day. You close your eating window after you consume your very last calorie. When you're fasting, you can only drink water, coffee, or unsweetened tea. There is no magic number of hours that every person should use for their eating window. 8 hours works great for some, and 6 hours is better for others. Be mindful, regardless if you have an 8-hour or 6-hour eating window, that you don't spend it consuming as many calories as you can by filling up on unhealthy food. You still have to obey the rules of hunger and eating healthy. The length of your eating window should be what works best for you, with consideration to the portion sizes you eat. The basis of this lifestyle is that you don't restrict what you eat, but when you eat. You can eat what you like when you're physically hungry, as long as you eat only in your eating window and follow the FIRES principles that were introduced in Waste Away. F, fast on a regular basis. I, identify true hunger. R, reduce sugar and white simple carbohydrates. E, enjoy real food without deprivation. S, stop before you're full. These principles work together with intermittent fasting. If you think you can lose weight by eating nonstop for 8 hours straight, then you're sadly mistaken. FIRES will help you to never overeat and to eat only when you're truly hungry. If your eating window is 8 hours long, then that means you're fasting for 16 hours. If you're eating for 6 hours, then you're fasting for 18. This is also called the clock approach, as seen in the image below. When using the clock approach, I recommend starting with an 8-hour window while following the FIRES principles. If you don't see yourself losing weight, start reducing your window. As you can see from the chart, if I'm doing the 20-hour fast, then I'm only eating from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., or 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm fasting the rest of the time. With the six-hour window, I'm eating from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and again, fasting the rest of the time. The beauty of this approach is that you get to choose the window of when you want to eat that works with your schedule. I have tons of friends who like to eat at night and some who like to eat during the day, like me. The bottom line is the fewer hours you eat, the more weight you melt away. My eating window is determined by how much weight I want to lose and the sizes of my meals. This is why the idea of one meal and a tasting is so perfect for me. The number of pounds I lose is directly related to the size of my meals and the hours I eat. The reason the number of hours you fast and eat has such a dramatic effect on your weight loss is because how your body fuels itself. Your body has two options for fuel: glucose, sugar, from the food you recently ate, or fat that's already stored in your body. Your body will always burn sugar first. If there's so much sugar present that your body never needs to burn fat, you won't lose weight because fat burning is what results in weight loss. To help you understand what I'm talking about, imagine you have cash in your pocket and cash in the bank. You're not going to drive all the way to the bank to withdraw money if you have some already in your pocket. You're going to use up everything in your pocket first before you ever touch what's in the bank. That's how your body works with sugar, pocket money, and fat, money in the bank. After 18 to 24 hours of fasting, your body has burned up all of the sugar and starts attacking the fat. That's what you want. There are new studies every day that continue to prove the benefits of intermittent fasting. However, the main reason it's so effective for losing weight has everything to do with insulin. We're not going to get too scientific here, and I encourage you to do your own research. But I want you to know that if you're someone who deals with diabetic issues, this plan can still work for you. I'm someone who at my highest weight was pre-diabetic, and I still have ongoing blood sugar issues. However, intermittent fasting has greatly impacted my blood sugar to the positive. If you have the same health issues I do, then you'll fit right in. Of course, consult your physician before starting a new dietary plan. I check my blood sugar on a regular basis, and I believe that's an important practice to begin. I've learned a lot about insulin and its role in regulating your body's glucose. When you eat, your blood sugar is available to either be burned as energy or stored as fat. In order to lose weight, you have to lower your insulin levels so that your body can access your stored fat effectively. The very act of eating, regardless of what you're eating, causes insulin to be released from your body. Fasting, on the other hand, lowers insulin, which contributes to weight loss. Anytime insulin increases, it can inhibit fat breakdown, which is what you need for fat loss. Like I said before, anytime you eat, your insulin increases. How much it increases depends on several factors, like the food taken in and the individual person eating it. But ultimately, fasting has a positive impact on fat loss.